7. I'm Brandi Styles with Nicole Seaton, Andrew Cranefield, and Katie Gurjan, and this is Centennial College Radio News at 11 o'clock. In the weather today, they're calling for a cloudy morning with a high of 8 degrees. This afternoon, we should see some sun and a high of 15. It's currently 8 degrees outside our East York studios, and here's what's in the news today. A TTC bus driver is attacked this morning. No surprise as the Tories make plans to go green. Canadian Omar Khadr is charged with first-degree murder. An alleged cop killer makes bail and apologizes. Russia says goodbye to Boris Yeltsin, and Mexico City gives the okay to abortion. Now to our top story. Do TTC workers have reason to be afraid? A TTC bus driver was attacked this morning. Three men beat up the driver at around 2 a.m. after arguing about transfers. The attack took place at Rogers and Dufferin. The men were arrested. The driver had minor cuts and bruises. This is the second work-related incident for TTC workers in 3 days. A worker was killed Monday. The federal conservatives are thinking greener, but not before the liberals got a peek. A copy of the government's new environmental reforms accidentally fell into the hands of the Liberal Party. It was faxed to them by mistake. Liberal David McGuinty told the media of the mishap yesterday, but did not give details of the plan. The decrease of greenhouse emissions, the use of energy-efficient appliances, and the ban of inefficient incandescent light bulbs are part of the plan. The Tories will make an official speech Thursday.
This is a Centennial College Radio breaking news bulletin. Now, live to the newsroom.
This just in, the chair of the TTC, Adam Giambroni, has resigned. Giambroni told reporters this morning at City Hall he felt he could not remain on the job running Toronto's Public Transit Commission after Monday's fatal accident that killed a longtime TTC worker. Giambroni had been on the job only 8 months. He says he tried but failed to repair a corporate culture that doesn't put worker safety first. We'll have more on this developing story as it unfolds. Last Sunday, hundreds of people gathered at a rally at Nathan Phillips Square in Toronto. The rally was in support of the Kyoto Agreement that was launched 2 years ago. The agreement claimed that Canada would reduce its greenhouse emissions, but so far they have not held up their end of the bargain. The event was put on by an environmental group called Canadians for Kyoto. Environmentalist and political activist Ryan Henwood and Maureen Campbell attended the rally to show their support. Andrea Cranfield has this report.
That Canada honor its Kyoto obligations. And I say to Stephen Harper, you have no right to take...
On Sunday, March 11th, hundreds of people gathered for a rally at Nathan Phillips Square in Toronto. The rally was in support of the Kyoto Agreement that was launched 2 years ago. The agreement claimed that Canada would reduce its greenhouse gas emissions, but so far they have not held up their end of the bargain. The event was put on by an environmental group called Canadians for Kyoto. Environmentalist and political activist Ryan Henwood and Maureen Campbell attended the rally to show their support.
The rally was basically about getting support from fellow Canadians to support the Kyoto Protocol, which has actually been shot down recently by the Stephen Harper government.
The protesters were claiming that the Canadian government should meet the Kyoto requirements that they had agreed to. The Stephen Harper government has said that Canada cannot meet the requirements of the protocol because it would threaten Canada's economy.
A lot of governments, especially Canadian government, headed by Stephen Harper, decided that they don't think it's possible to drop our greenhouse gas emissions by 80% by 2020, which I think is doable. And but I think it's just the fact that, you know, they don't want to be too hardline on companies.
There were members from the NDP, Green, and Liberal parties at the rally, including NDP leader Jack Layton. There were no members of the Conservative Party present. Ryan and Maureen hope that this rally will help to spark a change and result in a positive outcome.
Well, I hope the outcome of this rally will spur on the government to see that Canadians do actually want to be in the Kyoto Accord.
This must happen.
Thank you. Canadian Omar Khadr, 20, is now an alleged murderer. The Guantanamo Bay detainee was charged by the Pentagon yesterday. Khadr is accused of killing a U.S. soldier in Afghanistan in 2002. He is the first detainee to stand trial for murder. An alleged cop killer is now a free man. Basil Parisis, 41, was given bail on Tuesday. Constable Daniel Tessier died in March during a routine drug raid. Parisis apologized for the officer's death when he was freed. He is charged with first-degree murder. Former Russian President Boris Yeltsin was buried today. The 76-year-old died on Monday. Over 20,000 people came to a funeral, including Vladimir Putin, George W. Bush, and Bill Clinton. Yeltsin made history when he broke down communism and pushed for Russia to become a democracy. He was the first president after the fall of the Soviet Union. Abortion is now legal in Mexico City. The bill was passed by the government yesterday. The new law will let women get abortions in their first trimester when they ask. Before, abortions were only given to rape victims. This has caused a lot of tension between the Roman Catholic Church and the state. And that's the news to the hour. Now here's Andrea for a look at sports. Andrea?
Thanks, Brandy, and hi, everyone. Last night, the head coach of the Toronto Raptors was named Coach of the Year by the NBA. Sam Mitchell has been head coach of the Raptors for 3 years now. The first 2 years as head coach weren't easy, and the Raptors did not do very well. This year, however, Mitchell took the Raptors to its first Atlantic Division title in franchise history. This is the final year of Mitchell's contract, and he said it will take a while for the honor of being Coach of the Year to really sink in. The Raptors beat the New Jersey Nets last night by a score of 31-20. The two teams are in the midst of the Eastern Conference showdown and are now tied 1-1. The Raptors were falling behind, but pulled it together in the last quarter to beat the Nets. The Raptors' victory was due in large part by having everyone pass the ball to star player Chris Bosh. Bosh said, "We know that these games are going to be hard to win, and in order to win, you have to grind it out. That's what you have to do in the playoffs. You have to get the job done no matter what happens." The Raptors' next game is Friday at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time. For some, playing professional basketball in the NBA would be a dream come true. For Will Njoku, however, it has been his activity since retiring that he enjoys the most. As Paul Johnson discovers, Will's off-court fan base cheers just as hard.
Good evening.
Let's give him a big welcome to our
school. Will Njoku takes time to sign autographs in the cafeteria at St. Patrick Catholic Secondary School. Will is a former member of the Indiana Pacers, as well as the Canadian national team. Will now gives motivational talks to schools and youth groups.
This is an opportunity that I'm so blessed to have created for myself and then have been invited to share with the community.
Will immigrated to Canada from Ghana with his family when he was 4. He earned a degree in psychology from St. Mary's University in Halifax before being drafted into the NBA, where he played 10 seasons. He started his entrepreneurial career 8 years ago after retiring. Will says that the greatest reward he gets from his work is seeing kids respond to his message.
It's awesome to see even just one particular student locked in and see them change right in front of me. And there's nothing better than that.
Melissa Gines is a science and biology teacher at St. Patrick's. She says that Will's message is an important one for her students.
I think it's really important to stress the importance of setting goals for yourself. Unfortunately, in our community, we don't have a lot of role models, especially a black male role model. So I think by having him here, that will also send a positive message to the kids.
Will says the experience makes him feel like a teenager again.
You know, I just get to be a teenager again for an hour.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Information on Will and his various programs can be found at www.willtowin.ca. Paul Johnston, Centennial College, Radio News Toronto.
Last night, the Toronto Blue Jays beat the Boston Red Sox by a score of 10-3. Roy Halladay was replacing pitcher Greg Zahn, who injured his right hand in Tuesday night's game. Halladay struck out 10 batters and says his curveball is better than it's been in years. Last night's game was the 317th consecutive game at Fenway Park that has sold out and was the largest paid crowd since World War II. In the upcoming Jays game, Zahn will be replaced by pitcher Sal Fasano. In the world of football, the NFL draft begins this weekend, but this year a player's character and morality will come into play. The NFL is starting to get a bad reputation because there are so many players involved in illegal activity. There were about 50 league players that were arrested last year alone. Buffalo Bills quarterback J.P. Lossman said, "I think they do need to crack down hard. I really do feel we have to be strict. We can't let it go on." And that's all from the world of sports. Now here's Nicole with all the buzz from Hollywood.
Well, every time my relatives visit, they eat me out of house and home. There's my Uncle Louie. Whenever we have a cookout, he has 2 double cheeseburgers, 3 helpings of baked beans, 6 dozen hot dogs, and a diet soda. That's ridiculous. Oh, and talk about like father, like son. You should see Cousin Freddy. Every time I turn around, he's got his face in the fridge. The guy doesn't snack between meals. He snacks between the salad and the entree. I'm sure glad I shop at Winn-Dixie because they have low prices on everything in the store. Meat, produce, baked beans, well, everything. Hey, it's important for me to save money on groceries, especially when my Auntie Sophie's idea of light lunch is anything she can pick up with a fork. So, from the bottom of my pocketbook, Winn-Dixie, well, thank you.
The Baldwin and Basinger saga continues. Kim Basinger is denying accusations of leaking a message left on her daughter's voicemail by ex-husband Alec Baldwin. Last Thursday, website TMZ.com, known for exposing celebrities, posted the message. Since then, Baldwin has been under fire. After his daughter missed a prearranged call, he left a message calling her a rude, thoughtless little pig. Because of this, he has been ordered to stay away from his daughter until a May 4th hearing. Baldwin and Basinger have been publicly duking it out for custody of their daughter since 2002. Last night, Dancing with the Stars said goodbye to another favorite. Heather Mills and her partner Jonathan Roberts were the sixth team to be voted off the show. Mills, who is Paul McCartney's soon-to-be ex-wife, wowed judges and fans alike by being the first contestant to dance with an artificial leg. She experienced great success on the show and at one point even did a flip in one of her dance routines. But last week, the starlet took a tumble when her leg gave out. This placed Mills and her partner in the hot seat, ultimately sending them home. For all you Pussycat Dolls fanatics, be on the prowl because there is a new member in the group. Last night, the search for the next Pussycat Doll aired its season finale, crowning 18-year-old Asia as the new songstress to join the famed female crew. The single mother was chosen out of thousands of girls to be on the show. She went up against eight other contestants but proved to be the ultimate performer with her unique sound and amazing dance moves. Asia will sing on the next album and take her rightfully earned spot on the next tour. For singles in Toronto, it can be hard going, finding a date for Saturday night, but some bachelors and bachelorettes are foregoing the meat markets and finding their sweethearts online. Briar Lears has this report from the bedroom of Sarah M., a fresh face on the online dating scene.
Sarah's column sits in front of her computer and she's just received a smile. Sarah is a member of Lava Life, an online dating service. Sarah says online dating used to be stigmatized by worries of meeting creeps, stalkers, and losers. Now online dating is seen as a way to avoid the superficial and overly sexual atmosphere of the bar scene.
This guy's super cute. A lot of people, I mean, you can tell they're just tired of the bar scene or trying something different.
Sarah says she likes Lava Life because it allows her to see if she will like someone almost immediately based on member profile.
In theory, it's like you're building a strong relationship because you're trying to find someone who has the same interests. And you're sober, which is good.
Sarah thinks it's hard to meet people in Toronto. Lava Life has given her a new way to meet people in a more relaxed and safe environment, her own home. Sarah still plays it safe, though.
But yeah, I would definitely have to meet them in a public place.
Overall, Sarah says her experience with Lava Life has been good.
Yeah, it's kind of fun. I'm happy today because I got an email back from this guy I've been talking to. So I'm positive about it today.
Sarah's been a member of Lava Life for only 2 weeks and already has a date this Friday. And happily, she has managed to forego the chaos of bars. Friday leaves Centennial College Radio News.
And that's it for me. Now let's send it to Katie for the latest in Hollywood.
Thanks, Nicole, and hi, everyone. Is it finally Splitsville for Rosie O'Donnell and Barbara Walters? TMZ.com is reporting that yes, Rosie has given enough of her views for this lifetime. O'Donnell announced today that she is leaving the ABC daytime talk show because of dropped contract negotiations with the network. Walters and O'Donnell were at odds earlier in the year over the Donald Trump scandal that sparked a well-publicized war of words. O'Donnell, who replaced Meredith Vieira as the show's moderator, will be expected to finish out the season. If you've ever wondered how to prove that Eddie Murphy is your baby daddy, you can always just name your child after him. At least that's the approach that Melanie Brown is taking. The former Spice Girl, who is out to prove that the 46-year-old comedian is the father of her newborn daughter, has officially named the baby Angel Iris Murphy Brown. A paternity test is pending. And another one bites the dust. Jonathan Rhys-Meyers is the latest celebrity to check himself into rehab, according to People.com. The 29-year-old Irish heartthrob is being treated for alcohol addiction, according to his press rep. Meyers, who is best known for his role opposite Scarlett Johansson in Matchpoint, is taking a rest from his hectic filming schedule to speed up his recovery. Let's face it, rehab is the new intercontinental adoption. And speaking of trends, apparently jello wrestling just isn't what it used to be, and Nikki found that out the hard way. At a friend's birthday party, Nikki, who chose to withhold her last name, participated in a match and had a grand old time until her wayward nipple appeared on various photo sites. Briar Lee speaks to Nikki about her unwanted brush with notoriety.
It's not just celebrities who have to worry about unflattering photos. Pictures of Nikki taking part in a jello wrestling match turned up on the internet. She found out the hard way how privacy is becoming a thing of the past.
A couple months back, my friend decided he was going to have an amazing 27th birthday bash. Actually, might have been turning 28. And he decided he was going to have jello wrestling.
Nikki decided to be adventurous and took part in the jello wrestling.
So I decided to be a good friend and be the first victim along with another girl.
Nikki says there wasn't really anything sexual about the match.
I was doing it just for the experience of saying I could jello wrestle so I could look back when I was older and say, yeah, when I was 24, I jello wrestled.
Unbeknownst to Nikki, some sex did manage to creep into the match.
Someone actually managed to catch me popping out.
Nikki had no intention of being construed as a sexual object. And to make matters worse, the photos were put on the internet.
What bothered me was within the context of that one photo for that split-second frame, I came across like a whore, basically.
Nikki tracked down the photographers and asked them to take the photos down.
He also apologized. The difference is he didn't even ask anybody's permission at all, whereas the original guy at least got permission from one. Not that that makes it that much better.
Nikki learned a tough and somewhat unfair lesson.
I can't blame anybody but myself because I should have realized going into this that there were going to be pictures taken. And I was aware that photos were being taken. I just didn't think that they were going to be posted on Flickr.
This is Briar Lees for Radio Centennial College News.
Oh, and that's all for me in the entertainment biz. Now let's send it back to Brandy for the wrap.
Thanks, Katie. Recapping our lead story, a TTC driver is attacked this morning. You can find more on our website at podcast.centennialcollege.ca/radio. From all of us here at Centennial College Radio News, I'm Brandy Stiles. From us to you, have a great day.